السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. آمين يا رب العالمين. سبحان الله. These are the days of Hajj. Imagine how valuable, how meritorious. Quran mentions these 10 days. والفجر وليال عشر. سبحان الله. Abu Zubayr narrates from Jabir رضي الله عنه that Nabi صلى الله عليه وسلم said العشر عشر الأضحى. These 10 Mubarak days are the days of Adha. Watr refers to Arafah, Yawm Arafah. And Shafa refers to Yawm Nahr. In Tirmidhi, in the chapter of Tafsir, وشاهدي ومشهود. Mashhood refers to Yawm Arafah. So how valuable are these days we are living in? It's so special for the Haji, Allahu Akbar. And it's so special for every human being who has an opportunity to make Allah happy. Nights are valuable. Days are valuable. Let's make sure our salah is with congregation. Let's make sure we start our day with fajr. Let's make sure we stay away from sin. Let's make sure we please Allah. Let's make sure we make ikram. Let's make sure we make tilawat of the Quran. And increase in those good deeds. Prioritizing the afterlife. Few of the khutbahs of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam during these days of Hajj. Abdullah bin Abbas radiallahu anhu has reported. This is in Tabrani. He says Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam presented this khutbah, this lecture before us in Masjid al-Khayf. He praised Allah, glorified Allah according to what Allah is worthy of, because Allah is so great. And then Allah's beloved said, he who makes the akhirah his purpose and his goal, man kanatil akhiratu hammahu jama'a Allahu shamlahu. Allah will gather his scattered affairs. Subhanallah. And imagine, this is what we need in life. So many a time, our duties and responsibilities scatter us, jam us. Allahu Akbar. Allah's beloved sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in Hajjatul Wada' said, he who makes the akhirah his goal and purpose, Allah will gather his works for him. Allah will get his works done for him. وَجَعْلَ غِنَاهُ بَيْنَ عَيْنِهِ. Allah will grant him independence and richness right before his eyes. And dunya will come humbled before him. وَأَتَتْهُ الدُّنْيَا وَهِيَ رَاغِمَةٌ. And he who makes this dunya his goal, Allah will scatter his affairs, where duties and responsibilities will chase him from pillar to post, and the fear of poverty will remain right before him, and he will live in such a way that only that which Allah decreed for him will come to him. Subhanallah. So we learn from these days, from this khutbah, the beloved of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Prioritize the akhirah. Make Allah our goal and purpose. Live every day as an opportunity to make Allah happy. Live every day to bring people to Allah. Ibn al-Najjar reports from Abdullah bin Umar radiallahu anhuma. The beloved of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gave us this khutbah in Masjid al-Khayf in Mina. And then he said, Naddar Allahu abdan. Oh Allah, keep fresh and vibrant and handsome and beautiful and young. Such a person who hears my words and narrates it to his brother. Subhanallah. So we learn, we win the du'as of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam when we hear his words and share his words with others. Allah give us tawfiq. What du'as? These du'as are guaranteed. Allah give us tawfiq to win these du'as. Naddar Allah. Then the beloved of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, three qualities the heart of the believer should not be void of and should not diminish these traits in one's life. Sincere deeds for Allah. Ikhlasul amali lillah. Kindness and respect to the leaders and sticking to the unity of the ummah, because their dua encapsulates them. This is in the context of unity. The ummah's dua is strong when united. And in the hadith of Sahih Muslim, Jabir radiallahu anhu's hadith, a lengthy hadith, the beloved of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam passed Muzdalifah, from Mina, crossed Muzdalifah, came to Arafah. He found his tent pitched there for him. He camped there. After the sun passed its meridian, he then instructed that Qaswa be saddled. Then he came inside the valley and rendered his khutbah, explaining to the ummah that your life, your wealth is sacred, like this day is sacred, like this month is sacred, like these lands are sacred. And in the other hadith, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was highlighting here that what day is this? What month is this? What lands are these? Highlighting for Sahaba radiallahu anhu that like we all understand the value and the sanctuary, the sanctity of these Mubarak lands, this Mubarak time, this Mubarak month in the same way every person's blood is sacred. Every person's honor should be revered, sacred, and respected. And every person's wealth should not be usurped. One's life, one's honor, one's wealth. Like this day is sacred, like these lands are sacred, like this month is sacred. And the beloved of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam abrogated every aspect of Jahiliyyah, saying, all of this is abrogated and cast beneath my feet. Don't bring back past incidents of bloodshed. Leave all of that. Let's turn a new page, because this is the door, the period of Islam. And Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam also abolished the usury and the system of riba in Jahiliyyah. And then he said, fear Allah concerning your wives, because you took her with Allah's amana, with Allah's trust, meaning you're taking Allah's bandi. Fulfill her haqq. Fear Allah regarding her. SubhanAllah. And you legalized for yourselves privacy with her, taking Allah's name. So respect that. For you upon her is rights. You have rights and she has rights. She should not bring into your home who you disapprove of, and so forth. And then also her rights is you provide for her, clothe her in a just, kind manner. And I've left with you what you would never go astray if you hold on to the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And you will be asked about me and what you will say. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam here is saying the book of Allah, referring to the book of Allah explained by the words of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. In other ahadith, he explained the book of Allah and the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Some try to separate the Quran from the sunnah. They are inseparable. The sunnah mubarakah is the explanation of the Quran. The beloved of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam warned us before judgment day about those, ya Allah, who will say to those who visit them in their homes, Allah's beloved said in this hadith which is sound, they will sit in their huge couches, arika, yattaki'u ala arikati, saying to them that read Quran to me, not hadith. Allah's beloved said that what I have said also comes from Allah. Imagine there are those who say only the Quran. Who preserved the Quran? Allah is the protector of the Quran. But Allah took the work of Sahaba radiallahu anhum, and the same Sahaba preserved the hadith. Now one wants to say only the Quran. How will we know how to perform salah? How will we know what to read in ruku' and sujood? How will we know how to make salam? How will we know where to read the du'as of at-tahiyyat and all the positions and postures, what should be read in each? Quran commands Hajj, the details of Hajj, the sequence of Hajj is somewhat in the Quran. The full detailed aspect is in the Hadith, the fasting, the Zakat, the Salah. Every aspect is explained in the Quran and especially in the Hadith Mubarakah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Whenever Allah says, obey Allah, Allah says, coupled with that, and obey the Rasul of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ati'u Allah wa ati'u al-Rasul. Man yuti'i Allah wa al-Rasul. Istajibu lillahi wa al-Rasul. Man yushaqiq Allah wa rasulahu. Aminu billahi wa rasulihi. Kafaru billahi wa rasulihi. Allah wa al-Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And that's what we hear in the adhan. Ashhadu an la ilaha illa Allah. Wa ashhadu anna Muhammadan Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And the beloved of Allah asked Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, oh Allah, you softened steel for Dawood alayhi salam. You gave life to the dead for Hazrat Isa alayhi salam. You spoke to Hazrat Musa alayhi salam. Allah gave Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam like that and more. Every miracle that Anbiya came with. وَإِن ذَكَرُوا نَجَى الطُّورِ فَاذْكُرْ نَجَى الْعَرْشِ مُفْتَقِرًا لِتَغْنَى فَإِنَّ اللَّهَ كَلَّمَ ذَاكَ وَحْيًا وَكَلَّمَ ذَا مُشَافَهَةً وَأَدْنَى وَمُوسَى خَرَّ مَغْشِيًّا عَلَيْهِ وَأَحْمَدُ لَمْ يَكُنْ لِيَزِيغَ ذِهْنَى. Allama ibn Kathir quotes this amazing poem and another poem where every miracle performed by every Nabi, Allah gave Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam similar and greater. And Allah gave Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam a timeless miracle for all times, because every miracle went with the Anbiya alayhi wa sallam. الرسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم ذكر دامت لدينا ففاقت كل معجزة من النبيين إذ جاءت ولم يدومي. The Quran is such a miracle, timeless, for all times, for all places, for all people, for humanity in totality, preserved in its pure, pristine form by none other than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So Allah's beloved sallallahu alayhi wa sallam instructed us to hold on. Among the words of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in his hajj, these were in the days of Tashriq, he said, O humanity, your Lord is one and your Father is one. Behold, there's no superiority for one over the other except through the consciousness of Allah, irrespective of race, nationality, color, creed, language. The noblest of you by Allah is those of you who are conscious of Him. Behold, have I conveyed the full, complete deen to you? They said, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, indeed, O Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Then he, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, said, then everyone who has learned this and every aspect of deen, who being present has learnt, should convey the message to all those absent. SubhanAllah.